Okay, so we're holding by the 27th Kinyan Teireh. Eino machzik tova liatzmo. That a person shouldn't congratulate himself. That's a good thing, right? So, we all know there's a Mishnah in Avos, in the second parak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Akiva Mehila v'shamai. Who are you, Oimer? Im lamadat Torah harbe, if he learns a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova liatzmecha, don't think of yourself in a good light, or like, don't reward yourself for that. Why? Kilakach noit sarta, because that's what you were created for. What's the pshat? So Rabbeinu Yoina on the Mishnah over there in the second parak of Avos explains what is going on. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, you learned a lot of Torah. You learned tons of Torah. You learned all of Maseches, Bavim Tziyah, Babakama, Babashi, you finished Noshim, you finished Nezikin. Says Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, Al Tachs and Toiv La'atzmecha. Why? Because you're only at the beginning of the way. Torah is so vast, so amazing, so awesome. Rechava Minayam, it's so great that even if you go through all of Shas many times, you've only reached 1,000th of the end. You haven't gotten anywhere. That doesn't mean it doesn't mean you can say, okay, I can't ever get to the end, so I'm not going to start. But the Yisayda Dover is that you've only started the way. You've only started the path. It's fascinating, Matthew Yo points out, who is the man de Omar that says, Al Tachta Tov La'atzmecha? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Ches Min Aleph, tells us that they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shalahiniach Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachais, Va'agodois, Dover Godov, Dover Katov. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned everything, even Dover Godov, Dover Katov. What's Dover Godov, Dover Katov? Dover Godov Ma'aser Merkava. That's like the deepest, deepest secrets of creation, and that's ultimate Kabbalah. Dover Katov, Nevayez Dabai Verova. Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of the Tanoim, understood all of the Sveikas of Abai Verova. He had a tzad on every single machloikas, even Yehi Shalom Midas. He knew a tzad, he knew a svara both ways. He had paskin the one way. So why is it machloikas on the roim then? The Tanoim already dealt with it. Says Rashi, because it was nishtakhu, they forgot what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held about this. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's bekias and his amkos and his ian was overwhelming. It was amazing. It was so great. And yet, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who says, Al tachzik tov la'atzmecha, ki lekach noitzarta, because you've just started out. What does it mean, ki lekach noitzarta? So Rabbi Yochanan continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person to do Torah, to learn Torah. And this is a secondary reason of Al tachzik tov la'atzmecha. One is, one, because you only started out. Two is, guess what? Meaning, that is our job. Imagine you have somebody who borrowed money. Somebody who borrowed $1,000. Nice, big, hefty sum of money. He comes back on the day that the money's due, and he goes to the malva, and he gets $1,000. He pays his choyv, right? This happens every single day in America. You have a mortgage on a house. You borrow money from the bank. And you write your mortgage check. Does the bank all of a sudden turn to you and say, oh, thank you so much for paying? Avada not. That's what you're supposed to do. If you don't pay, we're going to come running after you and make sure you pay double. But if you pay, okay, that's magialachem. That's normal. That's expected. Right? If you go to the store and you pay for that which you purchased, they might say thank you because they want you to come back again. They're not saying thank you for paying for it now. You gotta pay, that's what you gotta do. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that's exactly the same Yisoid in Torah. That a person, when he's approaching Torah, has to understand, this is my job, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the kelim to accomplish, I have the capability, that's what I was put in the world to do. Ki lekach noitzart, I was created perfectly in order to learn Torah. And even if you learned a lot, Al tachzik tov la'atzmecha ki lekach noitzarta. Matos Yo points out a tremendous, tremendous yisoid, says, we just learned one of the kinyani Torahs is Samech V'chelko. And Samech V'chelko means pat yourself on the back. Feel good about what you've done already. You had a new Kiddush, feel good about it. Make a Kiddush, like Rabbi Kenigsberg said. Be excited about it. How do they stim? How do they work together? Should you be happy about what you learned, or should you be upset that you just started, you didn't do anything? Why are you giving yourself a pat on the back? Explains to Ramatis Yo, avad and avada, you have to be excited for every hasaga, every new idea, every chiddush that you accomplished. Everything you've learned, that should give you a tremendous simcha. But at the same time, why did you have a chiddush? Why did you finish the Masechta? Why did you learn the Ovid? Why did you have a Gevaldika Seder? So you have to understand that it was a matana me'Hashem Yisbarach. It was a matana me'Hashamayim. But Hashem gave me the kelim to do it. So on the one hand, I'm excited for that which I've accomplished. On the other hand, I realize that I'm excited. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch gave me a matana. The excitement comes from that matana me'Hashem Yisbarach. The Maral points out that if a person really is excited, he really, really feels good about what he's accomplished, you know what that is? That's the ultimate way to stop learning. That's the beginning of stopping. Like, why is that? Because you feel like I did more than I've accomplished. I'm somewhere. Ich bin a mensch. I'm already a person. Kol's mind, you feel like you have to grow, you have to develop, you have to get somewhere. You have motivation, you have drive to accomplish. Once you've reached the plateau and you feel like, I'm already there. I'm the Rav, I'm the Rabbi. People stand up for me when I walk in the room. I don't need another Masechta. I made it somewhere. Says the Maral, Atachsek Toiv La'atzmecha. Don't think you're so great. Don't give yourself such covet. You should be happy with what you accomplished. But remember that Kechach Nusayat, you were given it as a matana from Hashem. He gave you the Kelim, and realize and recognize that it's a matana based on Hashem Yisbarach that should drive us and help us to continue learning weiter and not be mistapik and not be content with what we've already accomplished. Ad Kan.